I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we have another great guest, Olivia Eve. She is the host of For You From Eve podcast. And if you have not heard of that show yet, what are you doing? She has such amazing content. So you need to check out For You From Eve. And if you do listen to it, well, then if you know, you know, she has such great content out that you do not want to miss. And talking to her was basically like talking to my younger self. We are so aligned. And at one point in this episode, I was like, okay, you're freaking me out now. You're creeping me out. We just had such a great conversation about all different things and all of those different topics. We have the same thoughts, the same opinions. I literally felt like I was looking in the mirror. We talked from confidence to getting shit done to career goals and personal goals and toxic relationships and friendships and ultimately all things taking care of you. And so you girls know I could go on my tangents. Olivia's on the same page. We just had a really great conversation that I think you girls are going to absolutely love hearing. And Olivia also interviewed me on For You From Eve, and that episode will be out later this week. So make sure to follow along and connect with her to stay in the loop with that, because today, Monday, we have Olivia's interview on For The Girls, and then on Friday of this week, For You From Eve will have the interview with me. So we had yet another powerful conversation over there about confidence and mindset. So you have two value-packed podcasts from us this week, and I am so excited for you girls to hear them. You could also watch today's episode on YouTube if you would prefer to see us chat instead of just listen to us chat, and I will have the link to that in the show notes for easy access. Real quick, before we dive right in, if you are listening in real time, today is December 2nd, 2024, and it is the last day to get my Queens of Confidence program for 60% off. It was a Black Friday through Cyber Monday deal that ends tonight at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have been thinking about getting the digital program, today is your last chance to get it for $300 off. It goes back to full price tomorrow. So grab the Queens of Confidence digital program while the deal is still on. Now, let's get into the episode. Okay, everyone, please welcome Olivia to For the Girls. Olivia, introduce yourself to the girls and tell us all about what you do.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here. We just finished recording and yapping already, so I'm excited to keep talking. my name is Olivia. I have my own podcast, For You From Eve, that I started 3.5 years ago now, so it's been a while. I'm from Jersey. I'm 24, and I just talk all things self-love, wellness, lifestyle, being productive, just kind of being a better version of your yesterday self in a super realistic way. I love all things success, goal setting, but I also don't choose to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and get it all together. There's days where I wake up at 11 a.m. and things go wrong, and I like to be super realistic and relatable on my show, so I preach all about it on my podcast.
I love all of that. I was checking out, of course, like your podcast and your content, just like going through everything. And I just feel like we have so much crossover. Like we're so aligned. Like we say a lot of the same things and we have a lot of the same beliefs. And I, for starters, I just love connecting with like-minded, you know, women and girls. Like I think that it's just so important to have conversations with people who like are cut from the same cloth, you know, people who get you. But I love especially, you just said it yourself, being better than your yesterday self. And I think that's a huge part of your brand. That's your entire mission. Where does that originate from? And like, what does that really mean to you?
Right. So being a better version of your yesterday self for me just means I mean, I think all of us probably, whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, whatever age you're at, if you're a teenager, for me at least, I feel like I've lived 800 different lives. Like I feel like I've gone through so many different phases, so many different eras, and I feel like that's a very common feeling for people. Like you go through relationship era, single era, going out era, villain era, being to myself, like peaceful, all these different things. And the one thing that I noticed that I was always in common with myself and in my life was I always just wanted to be better. I always wanted to be more successful, have more money in my bank account, be healthier, be happier, be more fit. I always grew up very competitive. I played sports my whole entire life. Like from the second I could walk, I was kicking a soccer ball. Like I played sports my whole life. And for that reason, I always had that competitive mindset. And when sports went away, because school went away and obviously I didn't aim to go pro, when sports went away, this competitive mindset had to go elsewhere. It had to follow me somewhere else in life. And that's when I realized I had to compete with who I was yesterday. So competing with, okay, yesterday I recorded, you know, yesterday I reached out to 40 brands. Today I'm going to reach out to 50. Yesterday I worked out for 45 minutes. Today I'm going to reach out. I'm going to work out for an hour. Just kind of taking those steps and always competing with myself because I always needed some type of competition in my life. And I felt like that was the healthiest form of it. And I feel like when I competed with myself and I was keeping that mentality of be better, be better, be better. Yes, sometimes it can be draining and a little bit detrimental to yourself. But overall, I always grew up with a very tough love mindset of like, you want something, you get it. No, there was no sensitivity in my family. You weren't allowed to be like sensitive over little things or emotional. I have a foreign, very traditional household. It's like, this is what it is and you're going to do it. So I never grew up very like sensitive about life. I was always very just like, yeah, this is just what it is. And I just got to figure it out from here.
Yeah, like life's tough, get a helmet.
Like. Literally. And I'm so grateful I grew up like that, especially because I think in this generation, people can be very sensitive. Like everything you say, you got to step on eggshells. And it's like, even if I say something about, oh, look good, feel good, people are like, not everything's about physical looks. It's just always like, everything's just like sensitive nowadays. And I'm like, I grew up in a family where like, if I gained weight, I was hearing about it in the kitchen. I was hearing about
right,
it.
Right.
And like, people might be like, that's so toxic and horrible. And I'm like, I didn't mind it. I really didn't. Like, it never bothered me. And I'm grateful I grew up like that because in this industry and in this world of business, you have to have that mentality of like, I don't care what these people are saying. I'm going to use it as constructive criticism and I'm going to move on with my day.
Right. You have thick skin. And I think
right.
not only in this like day and age, but like in just life, like in business, like even before society being the way that it is today, it's anyone who's ever made anything of themselves and become successful, became successful and built careers and became millionaires and all that, like they didn't do it by complaining their way there or crying about everything. They did it by having thick skin and like being able to face the trials and tribulations. And, you know, I'll actually bring this up. And so like Olivia just said, we just recorded a podcast for her show, For You From Eve. And in it, I mentioned that I hate the saying, fake it till you make it. And we never circled back and talked about that, but I'll bring it up right now. So for those of you listening, make sure you listen to both of these episodes because there might be a little bit of crossover. But I say face it till you make it rather than fake it till you make it, because I think facing it and being like, you know, really strong and going through the hard stuff and being able to face, you know, those trials and tribulations and the failure and all that stuff and looking it in the face and being like, I'm going to survive this. I'm going to succeed despite whatever is, you know, going on. I just think that that's how you see results and that's how people see success. And they could, I don't only mean career success and monetary compensation. I just mean success in life. You flourish, you prosper, whatever that looks like. But I want to ask you, because you talk about your upbringing, which I think is extremely important. I think it goes both ways because everyone has different reactions to their upbringing. So like, for example, you said you grew up in a tough household where, things, you know, they were harder on you. They didn't just gentle parent you. It was a little bit more like, you got to work on this, you know? So what did that kind of like translate through with your confidence journey? Like, because you are a vessel of confidence and wisdom and you help these girls with their mindset through your podcast and all your different services that you offer. But like, okay, were you always just confident, or like, was it like your parents instilled that in you? How did you get to this place that you're at now?
So my confidence journey is such a story. So I'll dig Ooh, into it. Okay. Yeah. So
spare no details. We like a long story long.
Yeah. Yeah. No filters here. I grew up very confident. Like my parents, even though they were very like, I'm the oldest daughter of foreign household. My dad was born in Syria. My mom was born in Turkey. They were not born here. My first language was Aramaic. Didn't speak English going into kindergarten. Like I was that like foreign kid. Like I was that foreign little kid in the corner. But I never struggled with confidence as a kid. My parents, even though they were like tough on me in the sense of like, if I did bad at my soccer game or my basketball game, I would look in the bleachers and my dad would be shaking his head and like walk out. And like, I'd be like, shit, like I messed up today. Like I didn't do good in my game today. And for some people that might be like, oh, like, yeah, that moment I was like, damn, this really tore down my confidence. But then when I would do good, my dad would be like, you're the best ever. Oh my God. See what happens when you work harder, when we practice in the backyard too. So I was always taught, okay, you might be insecure about this, but when you work on it, look how you're going to get rewarded. So I grew up with like my friends would always ask their parents like, hey, I'm going to the movies. Can I have $20? If I told my parents that, they're like, oh, you didn't babysit this week? You didn't make any money? Like it was like work for what you want. So even though my parents gave me the world, a house, a car, they gave me the college, they gave me all these things. If I wanted to enjoy my money, it was I had to work for it. And I'm so grateful I grew up like that because I think that's the only reason I have a work ethic. When it came to my confidence, as a teenage girl, it's like if your dad says, oh, you have a lot of pimples, like for him, it's like he's foreign. He doesn't care. He thinks it's funny. To me, I'm like, I'm going to go kill myself because, oh, my God, yes, I do. So it went through a lot of journeys. I would say, like, honestly, it was more so at home. It was more so just like, oh, you're insecure about something. Look how easily it can be fixed. And now look at how stupid it was that you let that ruin your mood. Like if I was like in a bad mood because of my skin, my parents would just be like, you're stupid. Like there are all these things in life and you're crying about that. So that's kind of more like the confidence from home kind of stemmed from like, it's not that serious at the end of the day. If you're insecure about this, it's not that serious. It could be easily fixed. So growing up, I was so confident. I was that kid that I leadered all my cousins. Oh, we're doing this choreography dance for things. I was like the leader of my friendships, everything. And I was like that my whole life. And then in high school is high school. So I was still confident in high school. Obviously, you have like stupid moments of like getting made fun of for something or like getting made fun of for your body or your skin or like whatever because people in high school are just assholes. So it's just naturally going to happen. Like now I don't even associate with that. But I did get into a relationship from ages 17 to 22. So I was in a long relationship and the person that I was in a relationship with, we'll never talk down on, but I was not confident in this relationship. So from ages 17 to 22, that's a very I don't know what the word is. Like
impressionable, like –
you're really growing as a woman in that time, I would say. Right. Like you're really like as a young woman, you're really figuring yourself out. Like I'm ending my teenage years and entering my 20s. That's a very like detrimental part of life where it's like anything that happens now, it's going to be very it's going to help me kind of shape me, I guess.
Right.
So when I was very guarded in this relationship. I was with an older person and it was kind of like what he says goes. Like I didn't really have my own voice anymore. And it's not that it was anything like super toxic, but it was more so just I didn't have the confidence anymore. There was a lot of reasons I lacked confidence. I just – everything was torn down. I was more quiet at my house. I was more quiet with my friends. I was just a quiet person, which I never in my life was a quiet person. So it was just one of those things in life where my confidence went down a lot because I just wasn't with the right person. And when you spend that many years with the wrong person, it can just really get to you. And I wasn't strong enough to walk away from it. I wasn't strong enough to leave everything that was being provided for me. I grew up in a traditional mindset of I want to be this type of wife and I want to be this type of mother that to this day, my number one priority will always be to be a wife and mother. But I was so focused on that I forgot about all these other qualities that I have and all these other things that I'm good at. And it wasn't until I left that relationship, I spent 2 years alone of just healing and getting through it. Obviously, you go through the stages. Like I was going out for a while and I was like, oh, my confidence is coming back physically because I'm getting all this attention. And then it was like locking myself up and locking into my podcast and going to the gym and being confident on who I am when I'm alone. And then now I'm in a new relationship and I wouldn't be in this good of a relationship if I didn't build that with myself first because I had to learn how to love myself. I had to learn how to make myself happy. And then I could seek for the person that just adds to it. So it was more so like this person that I'm bringing into a relationship now they're competing with me. Can they make me happier than I make myself? Can I enjoy my time with them more than I enjoy it with myself? Now it wasn't about comparing them to old partners, it was like, how about me? Like, can you love me more than I love myself? Like, I, you know, so my confidence journey really healed on my own, which I think it's amazing if you can heal on your own and do it yourself and if you have that opportunity. So I did that, and then I went into this relationship, and now my confidence is like, he's teaching me how to love myself more. And it's like, if you're surrounded by the right people, I've had shitty friends. I've had the like friends that ghost me for no reason. I've had friends that have done shit to me, and it tears down your confidence. Like, how could this person, how little am I that this person could have literally ghosted me? This person that I was friends with for a year just easily let go of me. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? We always turn back to ourselves. And so when I met someone that kind of just like put those pieces back together, it helped a lot to heal the things I couldn't heal on my own. And now my confidence is just so high because I'm just surrounded by people that make me feel valued.
Yeah. Oh my God. First of all, you're freaking me out because I feel like I'm like looking into a mirror of like the younger version, like weird. Like there's so many things you're saying that I'm like, wow, you're 24 and like you have already experienced so many things that I've experienced, you know, not to say like, you're a baby. I hate when people say that when you're young. Because you're not.
I started my show when I was 20, and when I would get on interviews, people would be like, oh. And I'm like,
Yeah. Like, I don't want to say that. But, like, you are young, and, like, it's so funny because so many things that you're saying are things that I'm like, wow, I went through that. I went through the ghosting with the friendships. I went through those situations where people make you, like, really kind of say, like, like, you know, you doubt yourself or you doubt, like, reality for a minute because you're like, wait, did this person perceive – me as the bad guy? Like, what did I do here? Or like, whatever the case is, you know? And so there's so many different things that you've gone through, that I've gone through, that it definitely like, yeah, it could take a toll on somebody, and it could really drain somebody's energy, make somebody not be like who they really are to their core. And like, sometimes you kind of have to go through those things in order to get to like a better version of you, in order to get to a place of being like, you know, okay, now I actually know, like, now I know myself, like, because I went through that, because I experienced that, now I know, now I have even better qualities. Like, I have an old podcast episode that's called, like, your best qualities come from your worst experiences. And it's like, I only became this strong because I had to go, there's something that required me to build strength. Right. Like, I only am, you know, dishonest because I went through a period of time where my voice was basically taken from me. And now it's like, you build these amazing qualities because of the hard stuff that you've been through. And now you've learned from those lessons. They were so valuable that you're like, okay, it might've sucked at the time, but you know, and I think that, like you said, that's a journey and that's a story. And I think it's really important because also it just goes to show in general, we will talk about relationships, you know, toward the end of this, but it shows how important it is to pick your partners wisely, to pick your friends wisely. Maybe like you said, it wasn't necessarily the most toxic, worst relationship ever, but it clearly wasn't for you. He clearly wasn't for you because he took away your character. He took away your voice. And I can't possibly stress enough on this show how important it is to do your vetting but you were also 17 years old. Like that's
right. It's different. That's the thing. Like I was just a girl. Like I always think of things, and I saw this quote once, and it's like, you weren't stupid. You were just 17. Like you weren't a bad person. You were just a teenager. And I'm just like, yeah, like obviously like now I'm 24. I don't even recognize who I was at 17, 18, 19, 20. Like it's like, yeah, I think it's very normal that I was afraid to leave something like that. Like, oh, your whole life is set. Why would you leave this? And then it's like, you leave it. It feels like the end of the world. And now I'm like, imagine I was still in something that I would have forced myself to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's crazy. So important. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned in the beginning how just in general, how important like having a well-rounded life is to you. You said like you want to have like the career success and be fit and go to the gym and do that. And like you have all the different things that like you really care about, all these different avenues of your life. And so with that, it kind of goes hand in hand with a quote that you posted on your Instagram. I was looking through all your stuff and it said like, change requires change. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think that's crucial for people to understand. It might sound so simple. Change requires change. Huh? What does that even mean? It essentially says if nothing changes, nothing changes. So if you want to see changes, you have to make change happen. But I will say, I think in order to have that mindset or to see those results, like you said, like with like all of those different avenues of life, it's really in our small changes, like our everyday habits. It's not always the big changes because, first of all, change doesn't happen overnight. So I don't think you can necessarily go from zero to 100 from Monday to Tuesday. I think it's in like the little changes that we make and the daily habits that we start incorporating into our day. And then that creates the big radical change in, you know, a year's time.
Micro shifts.
Right, exactly. So I don't believe that you start from there. I believe that you start from the small things and then you make your way to the big radical change. Mm-hmm. So what perspective or advice would you offer for those listening in that area, in like getting to that place of just feeling confident in all those areas of your life and building those everyday habits?
Right. So I think just from the beginning, there has to be a fire under your ass. You have to, the amount of times, like I remember so specifically this one moment, it was like a year and a half ago, maybe it was like after the breakup, after losing friends, like I went through like a breakup and then I also went through losing two friends. And then I also went through like finding out I had to take an extra year of school and then my podcast wasn't doing great. It was like when it rains, it poured, it stormed. Mm-hmm. It was like hurricane. It was like a million things on top of each other. I had just moved out of my childhood home, all of these different changes. And I remember just sitting there one day and I was like I was looking up at God and I was like, all of it at once? Like you couldn't just give me a break? But then I was like, I've never in my life felt so low. I never felt so low and just done in my life. Like, this sounds really dark, but I'm going to get as real as it could. Mm-hmm. I was not afraid. Like, if I didn't wake up the next morning, I didn't care. Like, it was – I would have never done anything to myself. But it was at that point in life where I was like, what is – I lost my future with this boy. I lost two friends that now if I want to heal or I want to get my mind off things, I can't. I'm losing my education. I'm losing my career and my money. My finances are all – like I was like all of these things make up life and I've just lost everything within the span of like 3 months. Like why – like what is my life for now? And I felt so low sitting on my bedroom floor, bawling my eyes out, just feeling so low, and it lit a fire under my ass. Like I literally heard God tell me like, you're not this weak. I did not build you to be this weak. And when I heard that voice and I felt that, I was like, I have to literally light a fire under my own ass. No one's showing up. No one's going to open my bedroom door and say, hey, come, let's go do this together. No, this is something I have to do on my own. And this was like after like a few months too, of like, you know, you're out of a 5-year relationship. I was going to bars like 3 times a week. Like it was just part of it. Like from 17 to 22, I didn't go out once. I was like, I'm out of a relationship and I'm finally going to go to bars and be out with people. So I wasn't around the right people. I was going out Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. My parents were like didn't know what to do because they're like, we got to let her do what she's going to do and just kind of like sit back here. Like they're not happy with it. And I just felt like the biggest disappointment. I felt like a failure. I felt like I didn't want to do my podcast anymore. Like everything was just like done. I was just done. And I had to light that fire under my ass and say, I have to change. If I wake up every morning and I do the same things, I'm going to go to sleep as the same person. And a quote I always remind myself of is I read it a while ago on Pinterest, maybe even like Tumblr days. I don't even remember. And it was like, we're like waves. Waves always crash, but they always come back up. And every time they come back up looking different. You're never going to get the same wave twice. So I remembered that. And I was like, right now I'm just on the shore. I'm crashed. I completely crashed out, but I'm going to rise again. And I'm going to rise again looking different. And so if you're listening to this and you're at that low point or you've hit that low point before, don't let it be something that keeps you low. Like you haven't failed if you keep getting up. Even if you keep getting up and you keep doing the things wrong, you haven't failed yet because you're still going. And I'm just such a firm believer, like, in change requires change. Like same decisions, same results, same patterns, same, like you're going to have the same lifestyle. You wake up every morning and you do the same thing every single day. You wake up late. You don't do affirmations. You don't journal. You don't pray. You don't make your bed. You don't work out. You think you're going to wake up a better person tomorrow? No, you're going to wake up the same exact person because you're not doing anything to change that. And now I'm at a point where it's like, if I write the same email pitch to 50 brands and I'm not getting a response, maybe it's time to switch that pitch up. You know, maybe I got to change that up to change the response I'm getting. So I'm just such a firm believer of you're going to hit those low points and it might be very bad for some people. Like some low points are really traumatic and horrible. And for some, it's literally just like, I just got to pick myself up. Just remind yourself, like, no one's coming to save you. You got to light your own fire and you got to just make those changes and make it something fun. Like I could have made it so miserable and been like, oh, I have to do all of this. Make it fun. Oh, I get to fix my life. Like God woke me up this morning with two working legs so I can go work out. Like, I don't think people understand how big of a blessing it is to have the opportunity to turn your life around, because some people don't have that chance. They don't have that option. If you have that option and you're not taking advantage of it, you're literally a fool. Like, you're a fool. Like, you are a fool. Like, I say that all the time. Like, if you have the opportunity to do things, or you have the opportunity to create opportunity, you better take it, because you're not going to get that every single day of your life. Don't take that for granted.
Yeah.
That was kind of like a tangent. I hope it answered.
No, it did. It's what everyone needs to hear too, because it is so true. Like, we live in a world where we have so much access to everything at our fingertips. The resources are endless. Even if you can't afford a gym membership, you could go on YouTube and watch a full-blown 45-minute workout video for free. Like, there's no excuses. It's not possible to make excuses. You have an iPhone, you have a place to live, you have clothes on your back. Like, that in itself is a lot more than other people already have in the first place. Like, so some people don't have any of those things that I just mentioned. Right. So I think when you put it into that perspective of like the privileges that we have and the opportunities that we have to pass it up on purpose, like to choose not to do it, like it's a choice, it's a decision, and you're making that choice and that decision every single day. Right. So I think that's, you know, it's major and it's eye-opening for someone who it should be eye-opening, I think, for someone who is actively making those excuses on a regular basis of why they can't. I always said, like, you know, if you don't – okay, you don't have the time, you wake up earlier or you go to sleep later. You can make the time. Like, it's always possible to find the time to do certain things. Yes. I don't believe that it's really possible for people to just not have – time. I very much am aligned with everything that you just said there. You have a podcast episode out where you were talking about like your glow up tips, mental glow up, physical glow up, and that all comes from small changes as well. So what would be some of your small changes that you would share with the girls that you suggest for these types of glow up, the mental and physical glow up?
Right. I'm a huge believer in like small changes, micro shifts. I feel like the first thing I will say before I share any of the tips that I do is do not overwhelm yourself. Like, if you don't do any of the things I'm about to say, don't try to wake up tomorrow morning and do every single thing. Cause I used to be like that, especially during like quarantine, when like I'd be like, tomorrow morning I'm gonna wake up at 5 a.m., have a lemon water, meditate, this, that, workout, like everything at once. And it's like, you're gonna do that for 2 days, you're gonna burn yourself out, and you're gonna say, this is so unrealistic. And it's like, it's unrealistic because you're trying to do everything at once. Take baby steps. This is a journey. This is like a journey for you. So there's a lot of small changes that I made, but over time. So I didn't just wake up one day and do all these things. It was like, for example, a small change was moving my body. Like, I was always an athlete, but then when I entered school, like entered college, I took like a year off of just not doing anything physical. I was very like depressed without sports. And I was like, this is just very hard for me. Took a year off everything. But then the next year I got into working out, and I was eating like shit, but I was working out. A year after working out, I started to get into eating healthy. A year after that, I started to get – so it's like I always took like steps. I'm like, okay, this is a habit now. Now I can build on. Obviously, a year is a long time. I think it was like maybe 3-6 months. But I think it's okay if it just – things take longer to get – fit into your schedule. Right now, one little micro shift that I've been doing or little habit is just putting myself together each morning, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I was always someone, no matter what, if I was working from home, not an inch of makeup was going on my face, probably was barely washing my face. I'm lucky if I brush my teeth sometimes. Like, I was disgusting. Like, my hair was greasy. My skincare was not getting done, was not doing makeup, was not caring about what I looked like. But then the days that I would put myself together, I'd be like, wait, I feel really great today and I feel extra motivated today. So I kind of put that in my head. If I can wake up every morning and just spend an extra 5 minutes to do my skincare and put on some concealer and blush, it's literally going to make a difference on my day because I just feel like I did more. I felt more productive. So that's a little habit that I've been doing every day, is just five extra minutes in the morning towards yourself. Another thing, I got into journaling again. I would say, like, it's actually funny because I saw a TikTok the other day and it was like, when life gets so bad that you pull it out, and it's a girl like pulling her journal out of her drawer again, and I was like, oh man. But it's not that life was getting bad, it's that life was getting good and I wanted to document it, and I wanted to, even when life is good and life is great, there's still little things in your brain that need healing. So I think that having opening my journal up again and just brain dumping and just getting rid of all that shit in my head that I didn't want in there anymore, putting it on paper and trying to release it, that's been a huge difference. Cleaning up my space is a habit I talk about all the time. Like, have a clean space. Even before the Zoom call, my bed wasn't made and I looked in the background and I had a panic attack. And I was like, I need to clean it now. Like, I'm going to freak out. Having a clean space, having one day a week where you just reset everything. And at the end of each night, I always say, put your room to bed. Like, get your room ready for bed too. Like, I make my bed before I sleep. It's normally made in the morning, but if it's not for some reason, I'll remake it. I make sure no clothes are out. Like, I need to have – my room needs to be ready for bedtime too. So getting your room ready for bedtime so that when you wake up in the morning, you're waking up in a clean space. That helps me go to sleep too, because sleeping is a habit that I kind of like lack in sometimes. Like, my sleeping schedule is very inconsistent. So those are like the main ones that I kind of preach about. So yeah.
I love that. First of all, I have to backtrack because I just die at the fact that we all were waking up at 5 a.m. in quarantine.
Yeah, like, who did we think we were? I started my quarantine like sleeping at 3, 4 a.m. And then I had this big shift of like the Kenzie Burke era.
I was in like the 5 a.m. club and I would like go for a run at 5 in the morning and work out. And then I was making my celery juice and like the
there was nothing else to do.
Oh my God. Every single day. I literally think I got
30K steps a day in during
quarantine. Oh, yeah.
I looked my best. I won't lie. I looked my best. But like, I was like, honestly, like, that's just not for me. I like, even now, early morning workouts for me is I wake up at 7 and I work out at like 8. But right. It's like, I can't do the – I can't be part of the 5 a.m. club.
Maybe
one day when I'm having kids and I need to – whatever. I don't know, whatever my schedule. But right now, no. I can't do
that. Definitely.
And I don't need to. I really don't need to. Like, sometimes I will wake up at 5 a.m. It's like 2, 3 p.m. and I'm like, now what? I did not. I could have slept earlier this morning. Like, there's always work to do. No point. Literally no point.
Because then you got a nap and it's like, ugh, like now yeah. I can't. But no, I had to just touch on that because everything mm-hmm. that you said, I'm like, wait, I was doing the same thing. Yeah. But that was very short lived. That was mm-hmm. not, I can't do that. Hearing the alarm at 5 o'clock in the morning is honestly the worst.
I have no reason to wake up before the sun. No
yeah,
reason.
That's the worst. But I love those tips. But you know what I really like about those tips is that like, they're so simple.
So easy. So easy.
There's no reason why anyone can't do that. If someone's like, oh, but I rush to work in the morning, so I don't have time to make the bed or whatever, 5 extra minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Everything. And yeah. Just figure it out. Like, I've been making my bed, honestly, since I was like, I got into my YouTube stage at like 12 years old. So like, I've been making my bed since those YouTubers told me to. So That's always a habit for me. But it's like, even like, there's habits I struggle with. I struggle with taking my supplements every day. I forget. I struggle, like, what time is it right now? It's 12:43 p.m. Have I eaten breakfast? No. I struggle with, like, there's things I struggle with still that I need to get into routine of. But those are the things I've mastered. I have a whole list of, like, things I want to accomplish. But I also don't put so much pressure on myself. Like, I have a vision board. But it's like, I don't like to overwhelm myself. I don't know. I'm a very firm believer in just a peaceful life and a slow life and like just do things. Like, the journey is so fun. Like, it's so fun to work on yourself. It's not something you have to do. It's something you get to do.
Right. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com. Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, You'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross. I know one of you girls can relate to this, so we gotta talk about it. You know when you feel like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, but your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, and then you stress because you don't know what you're doing wrong? Well, what I've learned is that it's not you at all, because a lot of these issues are tied to hormone imbalances, and then the stress just makes it worse because it messes with your hormones even more. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. So of course, I took the hormone quiz myself, and it gave me some insight into what might be happening with my hormones, like potentially an overload of estrogen, which can affect me in all kinds of ways. So it recommended I take Hormone Harmony, which helps with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, anxiety, your cycle, and more. And after adding it to my routine, I noticed such a difference. We often think we need big lifestyle changes to feel better, but in reality, small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. And taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now, it's about investing in your long-term health. So whether you're recommended Hormone Harmony like I was or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz will help guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now.
I also think it's so important too, though, because what you just said, like sometimes you struggle with certain things, but like you have the self-awareness. Yes. So you're able to call yourself out on those certain things. You're able to fix those things. You're aware of when maybe you're slacking in certain areas and then where to pick up on that slack. And that in itself is a big deal, because I think a lot of people lack self-awareness. So the excuses have excuses. The excuses just pile up on each other. And I think oftentimes, which is so upsetting, people get in their own way. Life is not just like fuck you. Life is not mm-hmm. just happening to these people one shitty thing after the next. A lot of the time, people are in their own way. So
agreed.
What would you say to say that you had a client or a listener, someone that's, you know, you're trying to help
right.
and they're just giving you so much pushback. I don't know how to be productive. I don't have the time. I don't know how to get organized. Like any like productivity or organizational or just like excuse shutting down type tips that you would right. have.
Yeah. So I think the self-awareness thing you said is so funny because that's something my friends will always tell me like, wow, you're so self-aware. Like even when I was like single and like I would be texting a guy, I'd be like, oh, he doesn't like me. I'm just going to ghost him. And she'd be like, wait, but what? I'm like, no. I'm very self-aware.
Yeah, like I can read the energy.
Right. Like I'm okay with it. Like I'm okay with that. I'm okay if this person does. I'm very self-aware. Like my friends would be like, I think he's taking a long time to answer because he's busy with work.
I'm like, he's taking a long time to answer because he doesn't fucking like me enough. If he liked me, he'd be waiting by the phone to hear from me.
So I've always been very self-aware. I've never been afraid of like rejection or hard truth. Like I don't care because my thing is I hate wasting time. So like you said, with people being in their own way, you are wasting your own time by lying to yourself. You're in a relationship you know you're not supposed to be in, but you're staying in it because you're afraid to leave. You're wasting your time. Now you're a few days away, a few weeks away, a few months away from meeting your husband, and it's going to prolong it because you're not letting yourself be ready. So that was something that I was like huge on. And I think when it comes to wasting time and being in your own way, because I wasted so many years of my life, now I'm very adamant on like whoever it is listening, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, a career, I'm telling you, you have to get out of that mindset. You have to get out of that position, that environment, get away from that person. Whatever it is that's holding you back from unleashing yourself, get away from it the second you recognize it's not for you. Because – and get away – get out of it before seeing the good that could come out of that. If you're in this and you're like, I know I'm not supposed to be in this, but I don't know how it could get better, run without knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Because I'm telling you, I did not think – that there was light at the end of tunnels when I was doing certain things or making certain decisions, but I had to do it blindly. I literally had to do it blindly. And so when it comes to being in your own way with relationships or careers or whatever it is, you have to tell yourself that you are literally wasting your own time. You are limiting your own potential. So like you are stopping yourself from being this person because you simply can't get out of your habits and you can't get out of your own head. I think a lot of things that people do is they put this certain image, oh, I've always been lazy, I'm lazy. That's it. Their mind's not going anywhere else. Like, take that off your head. Like, take that out of your mind. Like, I could grow up and just say, like even with, like, this is such a silly example, but, like, English was my second language. If I mess up with, like, a word, I'm like, oh, English. I learned English when I was 6 years old. Like, get that persona out of your head. Like, you are an adult. You decide who you are. You decide who you want to be. Wake up and make the decisions of the woman you want to be. Something I'm very strong on too is like I had like friends that would be like out every single weekend, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, wasted out of their minds. Nothing wrong with that. Have your fun in life. Wasted every night. But then they wake up the next morning. Why aren't I in a relationship? I'm like, but you just talked to like 4 different guys yesterday and wasted out of your mind. And you're going to come home and say, why doesn't anyone want to marry me? I'm sorry. But if you want a husband that does this, 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 like, she'd be like, I want a fitness husband that goes to church every Sunday. Then why the hell are you in the club on a Friday night?
Right.
If you want a husband that goes to church on Sunday morning, guess what? Wake your ass up on Sunday morning and go to church and look around. Go to Whole Foods on a Friday night and look around. Like, there's little things where I think, too, we want to be a certain person, but we wake up and choose to be who we already are, and we think that's all we can be. Wake up. If you want to be this type of woman, wake up and start being that woman. You want to be a woman that works out early in the morning? Wake up and go to the gym. You want to be a woman that's successful? Wake up and start working on your side hustle. Show up more to your corporate job if you want to climb the corporate ladder, whatever is for you. It's like there's so many things that we want to become, but we stick in our heads, this is who we are. This is who we have to keep being. Get out of that, because I promise you, no matter how many things you write down, this is what I have to do in my routine, this is what I have to do in my habits. If you don't take that out of your mindset, you will never become that person you want to be. And also, when you decide this is who I want to be, what are the steps? You want to be healthy? Gym, food, this. Okay, what gym are you going to go to? What time are you going to go to the gym? What workouts are you going to do? Be very specific. I'm very type A, but this is the only way I've seen my goals and my plans for myself work is to write it down and to really strategize it.
Right. I love that you kind of gave me the visual of like the taking the title off like a hat. Like you're wearing it like a hat. Like you said, oh, I'm lazy. It's like you're wearing it like a hat. Just take it off your head.
Right.
And that's like, it's such a it's a silly little like visual, but I feel like it works because it just to paint the picture of like, you can remove it. You don't have to wear this like a badge of honor. It doesn't have to be part of you. It's not within you. It's something you're wearing like a shirt. You could just take it off. So it's like saying, I'm so hot in the sweatshirt. You take it off. You won't be hot. I'm so lazy wearing my lazy cap on. You take it off. And you know what's funny? The way you kind of worded that goes hand in hand with something that so I had a guest on a long time ago, but a lot of the things, and I'm sure there's going to be points from this episode that'll stay with me forever too. I mm-hmm. always reference back to old podcast episodes. I had a guest on, I want to say like 3 years ago, like it was 2021, probably maybe 2022. Mm-hmm. And we did an episode on trauma and what trauma is and how you know, overcome trauma. And the thing is that a lot of people have an underlying trauma. They were traumatized by something that they don't know of. It's not like they're so aware of this thing. It's not specifically mm-hmm. like my parents got divorced and I'm traumatized from right. that. It's like certain things that happen to you over time. And what she said was, a lot of people say sentences like, that's just who I am, or that's just how I am. And that's not necessarily true. It's not just how you are. You do that as a result of being traumatized by something that mm-hmm. made you like that. And so I think a lot of times too, people have these certain things that whether it knocked them down, and trauma doesn't have to mean, by the way, something major. It doesn't right. have to mean, you know, you got hit by a bus and you're traumatized, but like, it doesn't have to be the biggest thing. It could be mm-hmm. a friendship you had. And that one thing that the friend said to you always like traumatized you, and it stuck with you, and it kind of got in the back of your head and made you feel less than. It made you feel limiting beliefs. It made you have imposter syndrome. So trauma could be very, very minuscule as well. And it's just underlying, it's just hidden within you, in your core or in the back of your mind. And so right. sometimes people, you know, wear these titles like a badge of honor, like you just said, lazy, or someone who's mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm not a hard worker, like whatever. Maybe somebody once told them.
It's easier to accept that than right. it is to change it.
Right. So it's like maybe someone once told you that your work wasn't good enough. Right. And you don't even remember they said that at your job 10 years ago, but then you kind of just instilled that in you. And now you're like, oh, well, that's just how I am. It doesn't right. have to be just how you are. You mm-hmm. can work on that thing you're traumatized by, or you could work on that thing you don't even want to be at all and right. and fix it. You can change it. So right. I think that is super important. So I love everything you just brought up. I yeah. also love your energy and the way that you talk, because it really exhibits like the mindset of like perseverance, like picking back up and starting again. And I want to talk with you about restarting, because first of all, it's so real. People go through things that set them back, that knock them down, and then you do have to start over again. And for you in particular, when I was looking through your stuff, I came across two different posts of yours. One was about like, I'm not 100% sure on the story, so right. you can share them. But one was about like your Instagram being deleted, I'm pretty sure. And then the other one was about like rebranding your podcast, like you took uh-huh. a break on your podcast. So these are two different things where you had a setback or whatever the case was. So what were those situations basically? Like paint the picture for us of like how you kind of restarted in what seems like two really big ways.
Right. So my Instagram getting hacked and deleted was probably one of the, like, to me, that was like end of the world. So like I said, when it rained, it poured for me. It was never ending. Like, it was like a year of rain. Like, it was literally a year of like, okay, your love life is shit. Now your friendships are shit. Now your education is shit. Okay, guess what? Now your career is going to be shit too. I was having health issues. Like, it was every aspect. Like you said, how in your program, you have that wheel of life. Mm-hmm. Every wheel that I had went to shit in like 1 year. And I remember just every time I would pick up something else, like, okay, this friendship thing happened, I just resolved this. Okay, now you have this issue. Like, it was always something. So when my Instagram was hacked, I remember I was like logged out of it, trying to log back in. And I had like, I only had like 15,000 followers, but it was like 3 years of building that. Like, that was a lot for me. And it was like hard because it was like a podcast Instagram. It was like not like, I don't know, like it was very hard for me. Like, in 3 years to get that, it was a lot of work. So when I got, like, when I couldn't log into my Instagram, and then I looked it up and I asked my friends, like, can you look at my Instagram? Like, is it there? And she was like, I don't see it. And I went to my email. I don't get it.
Someone just deleted your profile? Like, what's the point of that?
Someone emailed me and they said, hey, I got a hold of your account. And I don't know why they went for me. Like, I literally have 50,000 followers. You couldn't go for someone a little bit bigger. Like, I guess that's, I was all they could get. I don't know. So they emailed me and said, hey, we have a hold of your Instagram. I'm really sorry to say this. We're going to delete your account until you sell us $350. And I remember like panicking and I was like, holy shit, is this real? Like, this is real. Like, cause my Instagram's actually gone. Like, if my Instagram wasn't gone, I'd be like, okay, this is fake, but it was fully real. So then I start panicking because I'm like, I'm not going to send them money because if I send them $350, they're not going to give me back my Instagram. They're going to ask for more. Like, I'm not stupid. So I reached out to like a bunch of people that I knew that were in the tech space and I was like, help me track this down. Instagram was zero help. They didn't give a shit about
me.
Like, they don't care. Reached out to my dad, my police officer. Like, I was desperate. I was like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to lose my Instagram because also with my podcasting, I get so much of my insight from Instagram, like what to post, all that stuff. And I remember just feeling so down. I was like, oh my God, like there's no way this is going to happen. I tried to fix it for weeks and weeks and weeks and it was not getting fixed. I had this other Instagram account, literally had like 100 followers on it, but I made it like years ago. So I just changed the username to like For You From Eve Backup. I was asking people for help. I was like, please try to help me get my account back. Like, was just trying so hard, but it was it. Like, that was it. And I remember sitting back, I was like, is this God telling me this is not what you're supposed to be doing? Like, did he take it away from me? But then I was like, or this is God putting a stop in my path to say, if you really want this and you really want to be rewarded for this work, you're going to get through it. You know? So I thought of like relationships. Your relationship isn't smooth sailing. There's going to be fights. There's going to be maybe a lie that was told. There's going to be a situation that gets brought up from the past that causes a fight. But if you love that person and you want to be with that person in the future, guess what? You're going to communicate and you're going to work through it together. So I thought of my job like that. I was like, my job is my love. My podcast is my love. This is something that I have to get through. And if I get through it, I'm going to be rewarded with having it more. So I was like, I'm going to try to reset this. I'm going to try to – I can't get my Instagram back. I got to start from zero. And I was like, and I'm going to keep doing it and I'm going to work my ass off 10 times harder than I did before.
And when did this happen, by the way?
I think it's been a year now.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been a year now that it happened. And I remember just being like, I got to pick back up and I got to just do it. And – that's what I did. I was like, it was so hard, honestly, to like get the courage and get the motivation and get it in me to do it again because I didn't want to. I was like, all my DMs gone, all my posts gone, my stories gone. Like, it was like heartbreaking. I was like, this like actually sucks. So I was so heartbroken. For some people, it's so silly and stupid because it's social media. But for me, I was like, this is my job. Like now when I reach out to brand deals, I can't tell them I have 15,000 followers. I have to tell them I have 500. Like, it was like, people don't realize like it affects your work a lot. My listens went down so much because so many people came from Instagram. So it was like really, really – it really sucked and it was so hard to pull myself out of that and say keep going because I did not want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's – and so sucked. Is that what – because you mentioned, like I said, a rebrand. Like, was that same thing?
So the rebranding was more so like my podcast. I was like, okay, I'm reaching all these new numbers. Like, let me reward myself and like rebrand myself. I felt like – because I created my cover art too. Like, I did like my cover art, but I also created it when I was 20, 21. And I was like, okay, I'm 24 now. Like, I wanted a new face. I wanted a new image that represented me. So I kind of wanted to do it for myself. And also, I think it was kind of forcing me to be re-inspired. I was like, if I do this, I'll be re-inspired towards my work again, because I'm not going to lie, I lost so much inspiration when all that went to shit. I was signing with a new agency and I was like, let me do this for myself. Let me get re-inspired and try to kind of press the reset button on everything. So yeah, that's kind of why I did it, was to re-inspire myself.
But I think what you're saying right there is actually it's a lot more powerful than – I don't even know if you even realize, but it's a lot more powerful than someone – because a lot of people listen so like one-dimensionally. And I feel like what you said has so many more layers to it, because it's like, all right – say that you get so set back, you lost something that you just worked so hard for, it became a huge bust, whatever. I think one of the best things that you can do is to find a way to re-inspire yourself through that process. There is nothing inspiring about just having to start from zero, just because I just worked all these years on this. I just put my blood, sweat, and tears into this. I just put everything I have into this, all my effort, my time, my energy, my money, everything I just invested into this. There's nothing inspiring about losing all that and just starting from zero. That is not fun for anybody. So if you go through something like that, where your business has a setback, whatever, your projects, you lose it, you lose your social media account that you've been building, whatever the case is, find something you can do to re-inspire you. So for you, that looked like a rebrand. For someone else, it could look like something different. Maybe it could be a change in your niche, a change in your content. It could be, allow me to reintroduce myself. I want to step into this season as a new person, like whatever, like in a new season of my life. So that's actually really powerful to like tie a setback into like a rebrand and say like, okay, I'm actually feeling okay because I have something new to look forward to, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough to pick myself out of that. But like I said, when you're sitting on that ground and you're just like done and you're fed up, no one's coming in. You got to take that later, put it up your ass and get going.
Yeah. I mean, like to me, it's that simple, but for a lot of people, it's not.
Okay.
Let me just finish this one thing and then hold that thought. I think for the average person, that setback would result in quitting. Like it would result in giving up because it's just, I just did all that for nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't see it that way. To me, it's as simple as, you know, okay, well, there must be a reason why. And now maybe that reason is, like you said, God's like, all right, well, I want you to do this better, you know?
Right. Yeah, because for me, it was like, okay, if I stop the podcast, now what? Like, now what? Now I'm going to go work a desk job, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with working a desk job. I did 5 years of school to have that option. But I was like, I'm 23. I'm not ready to give up on this. Like, that was the thing for me too. It's like, I'm 23. I don't pay rent. I don't pay for my car. I don't have kids. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have bills. Like, I don't have any of this stuff. So why would I – it's different if I was like 35 and I was married with kids and I had to do some type of financial support and it's like, okay, now I have to do the desk job. But it's like – for me, I was like, I'm 23. Why would I just settle right now? Right. Why would I just get comfortable right now? It's like – I couldn't let that be my story. I couldn't let that be where it ended. And so I was like, I just have to get through it. I just have to make this a bump in the road and just get through it.
Yeah. I think that there's a difference when you're in a place of like, okay, I don't have a choice. I have rent due, you know, like I have to pay my bills. So I really don't have the time to like fuck around. Right. Like, you know, there's a difference. 100%. So I think, you know, for someone listening, they might say easy for you to say, you know, okay, fair.
I agree.
Like, I get that. You know, if it's like, listen, if I lost my business, like I wouldn't have the luxury of just like letting it ride and just trying again. Like I would literally need a paycheck next week. So I would have to go get a job. And that makes perfect sense. In that same breath, like on the same token, like I feel like you can you can go and do that because there's that quote that's like the 9 to 5 pays the bills. So then like the 5 to 9 builds the dream, like whatever it is, you know, like you can still, you do what you got to do. You get your shit done. You get your shit taken care of. But I still don't think there's ever a reason to give up on your passion projects. Those things that fuel you, those things that make you feel good, that make you feel purposeful, whatever it is, those passion projects that just fill up your cup. Because I feel like, I mean, at least for myself, you probably feel the same way. A podcast, or not even just a podcast, but a personal brand becomes your identity.
Yeah.
So like to get rid of your podcast or whatever that looks like, your TikTok, your Instagram, your personal brand is like eliminating a whole part of your identity.
Yeah. That was the thing too. Like when I was going through a low point, but I still had to produce my content was shit. Like it was. Like I was so depressed that it's like all my episodes were about depression. Like they were all about overcoming it. But my audience liked that I was still showing that.
Vulnerable,
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I wasn't getting on the camera. Today's a great day. It probably wasn't. And I probably told them it wasn't. And like that was something I was always super. That's why I say my show is very realistic and relatable because I don't get on the mic every day and say, hey, it's been a great day if it hasn't been. If it hasn't been, you're going to know that it hasn't been. And that's okay. That's part of the journey. I think people think the steps to be successful and to be healthy and to be all this every day is great. It's like, no, you might do all your routine in the morning and still have a bad day, and that's okay. So that's something I always like to remind myself too. I had so many demotivating, just de-inspiring moments that I just had to like – I had to just take a step back and just say this is how I'm going to overcome this.
Yeah. I went through a phase like that too in the show where like I was single for so, so, so long. And so I do Flashback Fridays on my show every Friday. Like
I saw that.
I upload an old
episode. You upload twice a week?
Yeah, like a new episode on Mondays and an old episode
on
Fridays.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And so I don't upload every single old episode. I go through them one by one and I listen to hear if I want to upload it. I skip over a lot of them because as I listen, so I'm like, oh my God. Like there was a point where I was so depressed because I was so like, I really wanted to meet somebody. Like I just wanted to get into a relationship and like, it never like destroyed me as a person that like I put my value in having a partner, but like I just really wanted one. And right. I was so lonely at a point that like I listened to those old episodes now. Of course, I'm in a relationship now, a year and a half, and I'm in a totally different headspace.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, like, but you know what though? Like, I grew more at that point than ever. People loved it. They were probably all depressed with me because I was just like, you know, they see someone that they follow that they maybe look up to and they're like, oh, she's also going through something. So I do think vulnerability is a strength. And I think that you hit a certain nerve with people, you evoke a certain emotion with people. And it's just like, okay, you know, this person is not just strategy, goal setting, productivity, this and that all the time. There's also a person with emotion behind this. And so, yeah, I listened to some of those old episodes too. And I'm like, damn, I was pretty depressed.
Yeah. But you know what? Episodes. You just want to hold that girl's hand from the past and say, I promise.
It gets so much better.
I promise. Yeah. And it's when you're in those moments, it's hard. Like I remember when I was like single and dealing with the current generation of dating, my friend who was in this like happy, healthy relationship would be like, it gets better. And I'm like, just shut it.
Yeah. Like I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it from you.
So I completely understand. Yeah. Like if people are listening right now and they're like, guys, I'm like, trust me. I get it. I've seen it. I've done it. I get it. I promise. That person is out there. It's so effortless. It's so organic. You don't have to try. You don't have to put an effort. You sit back and that person realizes your presence alone is the best thing ever and they're going to put in the work for it. So that's something I always advise too. Like when it's your person, you just have to sit back and enjoy it. Like they're going to do it for you because they're your person and they love you. So that's something too. Like I promise it gets better. And the day that you stop looking and you stop trying and you just focus on yourself, I know how annoying it is to hear, trust me, but I promise you it gets there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a really good note to shift gears and we'll wrap up with this because what we're talking about and I think a lot of girls go through this mentally when they have toxic relationships and toxic friendships and just like negative energy and negative people in their life. So I think this is a good, you know, segue to kind of wrap up with because I want to get into how toxic relationships or bad friendships, like I said, negatively affect people. I think our everyday lives are affected good and bad by the people who are in it. We always say you are the company you keep. The people you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th. If you surround yourself with 5 idiots, you'll be the 6th. Whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talked about making the personal changes. We talked about overcoming, you know, hardships and going through these depressive, you know, depressing phases. So all of that, I think, all of the inner work and everything that you do personally to get through all this stuff can only get you so far if after you did your journaling and your meditation and you went to the gym and you did all that, you come home at night to a toxic relationship. It's setting you back. After you just did all that work on yourself, you're in the group chat with girls who kick you out and they ghost you and they make you feel shitty. Like all the work you just did on yourself can only get you so far if the company you keep is negatively affecting you. Now you went through a difficult relationship and you went through some difficult friendships and whatnot. So we understand a bit about your experience, but in more detail or whatever advice, perspective, what could you give the girls on this and how to really get through this to have a life that's not negatively impacted by a negative, you know, community?
Right. It's difficult. I'm not going to sit here and say that like those people dropped me and I woke up the next morning like, woo, I'm great on my own. Absolutely not. I grew up in like, I never had friends in high school. I grew up in a community of like, I'm Assyrian Orthodox. So I grew up with my church was my people. My friends were from my church. I grew up with the same friends, the same people, like the same people that I see every Sunday at church, I was surrounded by the same people my whole life. So my friendships weren't just like, oh, friends, like my friendships were like, oh, we've been friends since we were 5 years old. Like that's what it was like. So I think I held on to a lot of people in my life that were not having a positive impact on me because of how long I was friends with them. Like, oh, I've been friends with this person for 20 years. Why the hell would I let this affect it? And we belittle things sometimes, like even with relationships. Oh, well, sometimes he just lies because of this. Like, well, sometimes he just, you know, It's okay. He gets really stressed with work.
Oh, he's just like that.
Right. Like, girl, please. So something is like, it was very hard to let go of things. And it was very hard to accept, wait, this person's actually draining my energy and I need to get away from it. Like you said, I could spend the whole day having a great day, waking up early, going to the gym, working on my business. It hits 8 p.m. I hang out with that person and I come home and I'm like drained and I'm tired.
Right.
Shouldn't feel that way when you hang out with people. It really sucked because at one point, about a year ago, maybe over a year ago, I made a friend in college and I never really stepped out of my zone of the people that I knew. Like I was always just with my community and that was it. And so when I made this friend in college, I had like the best friendship I ever had in a long time. It was like supportive. It was healthy. We would hang out every day. We would talk 24/7. And then one day, that's it. Never heard from her again. Like it was weird. It was like at my house every single day. She was at my house. Like it was constant communication, hanging out. We would tell each other, oh my God, I love you so much. I love our friendship. It was the healthiest friendship. And it made me okay with being single because now I had a friend that I loved the company of. So everything made it easier to heal from a relationship. And I'm like, maybe God just put that person in my life to make that healing easier, but they weren't meant to be there forever. And to wake up one morning and to text this person, not get a text back, and the next day not get a text back, and then like never hearing from them. And even when I would I'm a big like confrontation. Like if I feel a certain way, you're going to know, I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk through it. So even when I would reach out, the responses back were very like, oh, I'm just taking some time. It was weird. It was like, I've never even been ghosted by a guy. So when this happened, I was like, what the hell?
Right.
Like, it was weird. And it made me get to myself. And I was like, what did I do as a friend? What did I do to her? What can I work on? And then I looked at myself one day and I was like, I didn't do anything. I did nothing wrong. Like I was a great friend. And I realized later on why this person left my life. And it was because they had gotten into a relationship and their partner did not want them with me. Different religions, different all this weird stuff. And then when it got back to me and I was like, wow, that's really insane. But it helped me realize it was nothing to do with me. I realized how many other girls she did it with, other friends that she had that she did it with. And that's when I realized, wait, this whole time that I was thinking it had something to do with me, I realized it didn't. And it reminded me, when people do things to you, it really is truly a reflection of themselves. You get to you can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. So if there's people in your life that are shit to you, you can't change their personalities. You can't change how they can treat you, but you can change if they're in your circle or not. And so really, after I lost that friend, I was like very depressed for a little bit over it, which like, you know, female friendship breakups, they suck. They suck just as much as the guy ones. So it was something that was very difficult for me to deal with, and I never got to communicate that with her. And I never, to this day, I had never told her how I feel because F that, like you're an idiot and I don't want to even bother. And I don't want that person back in my life after that. But I will say it's so easy to turn inwardly and say, what did we do wrong? What can I do better? Oh, this guy just ghosted me. What can I do next time to keep him going? We get the books, Why Men Love Bitches. We try to learn all these things. Like I'm telling you right now, we try to study so much how we can fix ourselves for those people. For the right people, you will not have to do work for them. You will not have to put in effort. Me and my partner always say to each other, we were not perfect before we met. He has a past. I have a past. We did things we're not proud of. The second we met, it was, I'm going to be the best person of myself for this person. I don't have to try. He didn't have to, oh my God, I have to plan dates for her. Oh my God, I have to get her flowers. No, it was, I want to because of her, because of who she is. She deserves this. And if someone in your life doesn't make you feel like you're that person for them, you need to find new people. And it happens organically. I'm telling you, it happens organically. Don't try to seek it. Because that's when you really could just be at peace with yourself. Like you literally just love yourself more by existing because of the way that people are loving you. And once that started to happen for me, I just looked at past Liv and I was like, for how long you've been surrounding yourself with bad people? Because you didn't know better. I didn't have older siblings to tell me things. I didn't have these girlfriends to give me this advice. So that's why I'm going to be that for you guys now. That's a big reason why I started my podcast too. I wanted to be that big sister for people. And I'm telling all of you now, it is so much better to be alone than to be around the wrong people. So if you need to spend some time alone to heal parts of yourself, so that way when the right people come along, they don't have to work on healing you, take that time to yourself. Those people will come along in the meantime. It's not worth getting torn apart by people. Like, I understand people are like, oh, don't be sensitive. It's just jokes. But when it's the same joke over and over, it's like it's trying to dig at you.
Right. Sometimes people like get a rise out of hurting your feelings. Like they're making jokes just to ultimately tell you how they really feel. Like
right.
You're like, okay, tell me how you really feel. Like yeah. You're essentially trying to tell right. me something. You're
pay
trying
attention
to get,
who's
to get
quiet when people are talking good about you. Pay attention to who's like, I have a friend in my life and I know for a fact no one will ever talk bad about me in front of that friend. They know better. And I only have one or two friends that are like that, but that's all that I need. It's all I have. My family, I have those two friends, and I have my boyfriend, and that's it, and I'm good. Like, right. whatever else comes into my life, great, and I want to take it in. But for right now, I'm good.
Right. I always say the only thing worse than being lonely when you're single is and alone is being lonely in a relationship or in your friendships, feeling left out in a friend group, feeling like you can't talk to your partner, feeling like you have people around you, yet you're so isolated. I would 100% rather be single or friendless and alone and lonely than be surrounded by people and have the feel the most lonely that I've ever felt in my life. Like, that's the worst feeling. And I also think it's really important. Another thing that I always say, you will always either be too much or not enough for the wrong people. For the right people, they will never be able to get enough of you. Yeah. And like you said, we read all those books and they tell you to do this and they tell you to do that. Years ago, I stopped reading these personal development, self-help type books altogether. Any sort of like nonfiction book that's essentially telling you how to be better, because it is so all-consuming. You're constantly like, okay, I haven't done this, so let me try that. I haven't done this, so let me try that. It becomes so embedded in your head that you always need to improve. You always need to do more. You always need to do better. And so now you're doing what someone else said to do rather than just doing what feels true to you, rather than just listening to your heart. I keep referring to old episodes, but I have another episode that's like, is the overconsumption of information from other people stopping us from listening to our heart? And it's so true. We are overconsuming other people's opinions and so much less as a result, listening to ourselves, trusting ourselves. You talked about trusting yourself earlier in the episode, trusting yourself, listening to your heart, listening to your mind, whatever, you know, it is so much more important than doing something just because a book told you to do it. Everyone was like, when I was single, read the book, Why Men Love Bitches, read this, read that. And I think I bought them all. And I don't even think that I read any of them because I started to read,
they're on my bookshelf
too. Yeah. I started to read some of them and I'm just like, I can't, it doesn't feel like me.
Yeah. You don't have to try for these things. You really, I'm telling you, when my current boyfriend reached out to me at first, like over social media on Instagram, I literally read the message. I rolled my eyes because I was like, I'm not trying to get to know anyone. I'm at peace. I don't need to add anybody into this. Something was – but over like after 8 hours of not answering him, I was like, something's telling me to answer him. I answered him. It was the most effortless thing I've ever done in my life. I didn't have to get off my routine. I didn't have to become less – it was just – I just sat back and I just enjoyed the ride. And now it's like the healthiest, happiest addition into my life that I'm so grateful for. But – I'm telling you, when you just – because I wanted so hard to be in a relationship. I wanted to be a wife. I want all this. When I stopped thinking of it and I was like, let me stop strategizing how to become this person and just sit back and focus on me, it will come. And I promise you it does.
Yeah, 100%. I love all of that. I think everything you shared is so, so, so important and impactful. What do you offer for the girls who are going to want more from you? Because I know that they're going to want to. Services, podcasts, where can everyone connect with you? Fill us in on everything you got.
Yeah, so everything is For You From Eve. My TikTok and my Instagram, I've been posting a lot of content through TikTok and Instagram. So For You From Eve, podcast is For You From Eve. I do have services on my website as well. I have a digital reset package where it's kind of like cleaning breakdown, self-care tips, journaling prompts, self-love journaling prompts, to-do list, daily planner, all that type of stuff, all on my website at foryoufromeve.org, which you can find on my Instagram, my Linktree, everything. So yeah, I link everything on LTK, Amazon storefront. I try to share everything I can with you guys, but everything is at For You From Eve. I'm super easy to find. And I just kind of, and I also have like a Notion planner. I do a Zoom call. If you want to start a podcast, I'll do a strategy for you, all that good stuff.
Amazing. I love it. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on For The Girls. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this was super fun. Thanks for having
me. And make sure for those listening that you listen to our other episode on For You From Eve, because this is a podcast swap. So both of those episodes will be live.
So exciting.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here.
the workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.